MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Fresh off a major win in the courts against Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres is now taking on convenience stores over the e-cigarettes many of them sell. Elan and Circle K have been targeted by Torres, saying they intentionally market e-cigarettes to children. Torres filed the case in the first judicial district court in Santa Fe, the same court that recently heard the Meta lawsuit.
You may need a lung transplant. You may get cancer. You may have popcorn lung. You may be ingesting or inhaling copper or nickel or any other sort of toxic or unknown substance. None of that is made known to young people, and that's what we're going after.
Torres's suit against dozens of New Mexico gas stations and convenience stores, along with their distributors, claims they're violating the state's Unfair Practices Act. The suit alleges their products are deceptively and unfairly marketed to young people with bright colors, candy and fruit flavors, and high-tech designs. Several studies have linked flavored e-cigs to chronic respiratory illness and withdrawal symptoms like depression and anxiety. The 2023 New Mexico Youth Risk and Resiliency Survey found that nearly one-third of youth have tried vaping, and one in five are actively using it, with many of them starting as young as 13. And Lee County has agreed to pay $3 million to settle a federal lawsuit filed by former Lee County Sheriff's Deputy Karina Tello, bringing an end to a two-year legal battle stemming from allegations that several deputies circulated a nude video of Tello throughout the department using a burner phone in 2023. Lee County commissioners called a special closed session on Monday to discuss matters relating to the case, and the settlement notice was filed later that same day. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.